Its members spoke alone, in groups, or all together. They could express the feeling or tell the story which the composer had in mind when he wrote the music that was being played. During his early manhood, Damrosch lost the father who had been his constant teacher and guide. Dr. Leopold Damrosch had been directing a company of opera singers and was planning to take them on a tour of several large cities at the close of the opera season in New York City. Suddenly, he was taken ill and died. Young Damrosch stepped bravely into his father's place. Taking full charge of the opera tour, he set out for Chicago 6 days after his father's death. Unfortunately, a severe blizzard delayed the arrival of the opera company in Chicago until the very moment when the program was scheduled to begin. In the theater, a large audience waited patiently several hours for the curtain to go up and to cheer the young leader, who was trying so earnestly to carry on his father's work. From that time on, Damrosch led a busy and successful life. But all the time, there was growing in his mind a plan which he was determined to try out. More than anything else, he wanted to make the people of America love fine music. So he planned to begin with the children themselves. In a concert arranged specially for them, Damrosch invited the children of New York City to follow him into the magic land of music. Young eyes glowed with interest as the leader introduced the different members of his orchestra family, explaining in a simple way just what kind of language each instrument could speak and just what work it had to do. How eagerly the children listened to the bits of melody which Damrosch then played upon the piano. He told the children that these were a sort of musical theme or topic to the composition which the orchestra was about to play. And then the tall, genial conductor waved his baton. To the children's delight, that slender wand called forth from the orchestra pleasing sounds, through which ran, like a golden thread, the tuneful melodies which had first been heard from the piano.